School was in at the Sleeman Center Friday night. Fresh off a 7-3 cakewalk victory in Owen Sound Wednesday night, the Guelph Storm ran into a much bigger, faster and ultimately better opponent in the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds on home ice. The visitors played smart, fast and intelligent hockey and the end result was a 4-2 win for the Hounds in a game where the score might have been a little kind to the Storm. They had their moments, but they were few and far between. They're a good team, they're going to be a top team and it was a great lesson for us, Storm coach George Burnett said of the Hounds. I liked a number of things we did, especially early, however I think their experience and their pace and their game was something different for us that we haven't seen yet. Guelph started well and had spurts, but for the most part they were chasing pucks and chasing Greyhounds, who looked fresh despite having played the night before. It was definitely a faster game, Storm forward Ben McFarland said. They're a pretty offensive team. Once they get the puck in transition, they're gone. I don't think the games we've played before were as tough or as fast as that, so it was probably a wake-up call for everybody, to get used to how fast it's going to be and how fast we're going to have to play in the future. Jacob Oster got his second straight start in goal for Guelph. He made some big saves and couldn't really be blamed on three of the Sioux goals, two of which were top-shelf lasers. Unfortunately, the third Sioux goal was all him, as he coughed up the puck behind his net to the Sioux's Bryce McConnell Barker, who wrapped it into the open net to make it a 3-1 game late in the second period. The Hounds made it 4-1 on a Cole McKay goal early in the third. Luca Profaca's first Ole goal with 2:33 on the clock made it 4-2, but Guelph was done for the night. Danny Zhilkin, with his first of the year, had Guelph's other goal. Guelph's two goals and 22 shots on net were both season lows. It's a test for us to understand how much work we have to do, Burnett said. When we made it 2-1 we had some good things going on there, but a tough break on the third goal. Guelph plays in Kitchener Tuesday and in Sarnia on Friday. Next home game is Sunday, October 24, against Kitchener in a 2 p.m. start.